Like Zemeach and Boker told everyone, we are up to page 50, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Siv Dalad. At the end of last year, we started with an introduction to this Seif, which is maybe the most difficult Seif in Chelek Beis of Mishnah Berurah. It is well known, or I don't know if it was well known, but they say that when Rav Willig went to go for his tryout Shabbos, in the young Israel of Riverdale, this is Dafka, the last thing he went over before he went to go try out, because he was afraid this might happen, and it's very, very complicated to get down. So Rav Willig needed some extra time to do it. We need a couple of days to get this down. That's why we're going to go over today again. And then we go to 51. It's all going to come back again. Okay, we started last time in the introduction just explaining Shitas Mechaber over here. Now we're going to basically just go through Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel today. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel is just an introduction. Anytime you see the Chavetz Chaim, you have to give an introduction to a Siman or a Seif, you know you're in trouble and you better pay attention because it's going to be complicated. Okay, he doesn't stop doing every Seif. So here we go. Seif Katan Yud Gimel says, Kidei Lahavin Et Divrei Zeh HaSeif. In order to understand the Seif, that means without this you will not understand what is going on. Akdim Lezeh Hakdama Katzara. He calls it Katsara, it's pretty long, but it's a Katsara in his mind. Okay, Vihu. Okay, we're going to have five Shitas in the post game, and without understanding all five, you're really not going to understand this. So here we go. Vini. Das Rova post game, as I said before. Rov Rishonim Hol. The Sefer Torah Shechoser Teva Achas. A Sefer Torah that is missing one letter, one word. Oh, Osachas, or even one letter. Oh, Shanitzabat Tos, or there's a mistake. Psulo likrosba, it is possibly likrosba. Not only you're not Yotze, let's say you wrote a Sefer Torah that's missing a few words. You're not Yotze the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. You're also, it is possible to read it in mitzibur. Ulididu, according to these Rishonim, it means about Tosaf Yulacha Shekva Karu Zayin Kruin. If you find a mistake, even after you've already called all seven Elise, you're done with the Kriyas Torah, Tzarech Lasa Lerosh, you have to now bring out a Sefer Torah, and you have to reread the Parsha with seven new Aliyahs. The Oto Kriya Rishonim. Come on, delay it, because that Kriya Satorah is like it did not happen, because you read it from Apostle Sefer Torah. That is how Rov Rishonim hold. That means you would have to go back to the beginning of Kriya Satorah according to Rov Rishonim. What do you do with the past Kriyas before that? It's a good question. So we're not going to deal with that right now. Okay, but at least, right now, let's assume you're going to be Yotzi. Other Kriya Satorah, this Kriya Satorah, you're not Yotzi. Vidas mixas poskim, some poskim hold, meaning some rishonim hold, dafilu chaser kama psukim, even if you're missing a couple psukim in the Torah, v'kol kashen kashenim sabat toz baum, or you just, for sure, if you only have one little mistake. Aftalo nikra sefer Torah l'inyan sheikayim ba mitzvahs aseh shal ksiva sefer Torah, even though you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, if you wrote a sefer Torah like this, missing words, missing letters, missing sentences, you're for sure not yotzi that mitzvah. Nevertheless, mikol makom, moter likros ba'im ein lo acheres, you're still allowed to read in such a sefer Torah if you do not have one. Okay, that's what we have in the Rishonim, basically. Okay, we'll see there's a Mordechai also, but the most Rishonim either fall into this camp or this camp. No, not Yotze, or you are Yotze the secret Sefer Torah. Now, Saka Mechaber, leave out the Romaf right now, the Mechaber is a third Shita, and that's his Rebbe, the Maribe Rath. Okay? See, look at that. Vine, a Mechaber, B'Sif Gimel Sasam, remember, in Sif Gimel we learned that if a cow is lives in a far, you know, a village, only one Sefer Torah, and that Sefer Torah is Pasol Ein Mevarchen Alav. He says we don't make brachas on it. Why? Because Rav Rishonim would say you're not allowed to. Okay, and therefore, lichatchila, we never take out a puzzle Sefer Torah and read it according to Das Mechaber. That is not allowed, because that's called lichatchila. However, lichatchila ain't lozi Sefer Torah, psula levarichala. Afila b'makom shein lo acheres, even a place where you do not have any other Sefer Torah. Achar reid the Rav Boskim starving to ulcer. Ach, nitsa tos achar shekvar kara sidra. But if you find it's the mistake after what you've already read, so Pasaka Rav, Rav Yaakov Beirav, Mari Beirav, Dilinian Dievid, Somchen Al Das Mksas, Poskim Nasser, Shemachshirin Likros Ba. Okay? Even though we don't rely on the mixes of in Bishas Techak when you don't have another Sefer Torah, we don't allow you to read Lichat Chila in this, even Bishas Techak. However, if you've already written it, Bidyevid, that's what the Lashon of Bidyevid means. It's already happened. Bidyevid, you've already read it in the Sefer Torah, that he found a psul. You're going to be Yotzi. I mean, at the end of the Kriyas Torah, they say, realize there was a mistake. You're Yotzi that week's Parsha, and you'll have to fix it by the next week's Kriyas Torah. But also, Lema Kriya, the Kriya is a good Kriya. Vein Tzarek Lotzi Sefer Torah Acheres, you don't have to bring another Sefer Torah. V'yiskimu Achronim Bazeh, and Achronim agree with him. The same thing would apply in between aliyahs, you found a mistake. So very simply, you didn't fail to say after Shlishi, you find a mistake and on Shabbos morning. So the first three aliyahs that you already read and made brachas on, we're going to be somechan the miksas rishonim, and you will be yotzi, though that part of the kriya. The first three aliyahs, you're already yotzi. Shiyatsu b'diavad. But to continue reading, that's called lechatchila. It's doing something lechatchila in the puzzle Sefer Torah that we do not allow. So if they don't have another Sefer Torah, bad for them. They only read three aliyahs that day. If they have another Sefer Torah, they'll take out the kosher Sefer Torah and they'll mashlim the four aliyahs. You continue forever, wherever you left off in the kriyas Torah. And you mashlim. You complete the kriyas Torah, the extra four aliyahs in the new Sefer Torah. That is good. Behind. The first three also. You don't have to call up another seven aliyahs after in the new kosher. You use the first three, that's fine. Came and chubed the oven, couldn't you though? The Katvachonim come back in the Esher Tovyotu Shikur Zayin Krum, Sefer Torah Shal Tziyu. The Rachroim writes, as a Lechatchila, if you can call seven more aliyahs and do some asafas, that would be better in the new Sefer Torah, but it's not required. Make credit. Now. This is all, we've only talked about the case where you find it at the end of the Kriya, or you find it in between aliyahs. What happens if the mistake is found, like many times, in the middle of the Kriya? You realize two words are smudged together, or it's missing a letter, whatever it might be, you read it in the middle of an aliyah. What do you do then? It's all talking about when you did in between aliyahs, and you made already a bracha achrona on the puzzle Sefer Torah. But if in the middle of the kriya you find the mistake, even if you read many psukim already, if you didn't read three psukim, which is not a good aliyah, but even if you read 20 psukim already, even if you finished that aliyah, you finished lishi, you finished revi, but he has not made the bracha achrona. He's not allowed to make the bracha achrona the psula. Even though you're done with that aliyah, he can't make the bracha achrona. Why? Because that's considered lichatchila. I'm doing something lichatchila in the Pasul Sefer Torah. I'm not allowed to do that. Ella, what do you do? You bring out the other Sefer Torah in the middle of the aliyah. You read, you open it up to the place, and you read at least three psukim. And then Vivar Shem Bracha Achrona Levad, and it'll just make an Asher Nasan Lana Torah Zemes the Bracha Achrona on it. Zeu Shitas Mari Beirav Sheitiko Mechaber Besiv Zeh. Let's see it inside now. This is the Mechab. Imnitzu Tos the Sefer Torah. I'm reading Sif Dalet over here on page 50. If you find it Tos in the Sefer Torah, keep your finger over there in the Mishnah. We're going to come back. So if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, Bishas Kriyo, while you're reading the Torah. Motzin Sefer Torah Cheres, you bring out a new Sefer Torah, Umatchilim Yimakum Shenimtzal Tos, and you start from the place where you had the mistake. Umashlim and Akorin Al Otu Shekaro Bimuta, and you're Mashlim the Korin on those who, and from the one they made a mistake. And if you already finished three aliyahs, you do four more. You did five aliyahs, you do two more. Vimnitza Tos Beemtza Kriyasa Kori, and if you find the mistake in the middle of an aliyah of the Kriyasa Torah, Gomer Kriyasu B'Sefer HaKosher, you take out a new Sefer Torah, and you finish in the new Sefer Torah. Umivarech Lacha Reha, and you make a bracha achrona on this new Sefer Torah. Ve'inuchozer Levarech Lefanai, he doesn't make a new brush or bachar banu. Whatever you've done already is good, right? So the first bracha, we say is good. However, the after bracha, we want to do like Rov Rishonim would say, the after bracha you can't make on the pasul one. And therefore, you only make it on the new one. All that is Shitas Mechaber. And that's pretty glot. Svardim have it a little bit easier than we're going to have it. Because it's very simple. It's straightforward. Whatever you've done is good. Whatever you've not done yet, only do in the Sefer Torah Kosher. Good? Fine. Now, back into the Mishnah Berurah over here. We're about sort of in the middle, a little bit further down. Vidasa Mordechai. Fourth hour, this is the fourth hour. We had Rov Rishonim. Mixes Rishonim, and the third sheet of the Maribe Rav, which is basically Lichatchila like Rov Rishonim, B'diavad like Mixes Rishonim. Good so far. Is anyone lost? If anyone wants me to repeat anything, now's the time before I go on to Shitas Roma. Okay, everyone understands? Wow, what a Baal Masber. V'dasa Mordechai. Okay, V'dasa Mordechai Sha'im Kvar Karu Gimel Psukim. Dasa Mordechai is the family. if you've already read three psukim, which we know is the minimum that you need for an aliyah. Okay, meaning we're talking about over here where he finds a mistake in the middle of the kriya. If they've already read three psukim, the esher lahasik shayim, it's a place where you're allowed to stop. The hainu, like we learned before, it's not within three psukim of a psukha or a stuma, whether before the psukha or after the psukha or stuma. It's not within those three psukim. I mean, it's a place you're allowed to stop in the kriya. Sheinu beis psukim samach laparsha. So poskim sham, if it's a place you could stop, you stop there. Umivarech bracha achrona, and you make a bracha achrona, even though this is the pasul sefer Torah, you're allowed to even to make the bracha on the pasul sefer Torah, says the Mordechai. And then, it's not exactly like the mixas rishonim that it's good kriya, yeah, okay, we're samech on the mixas rishonim, but even to make a bracha achrona, we want to make a bracha achrona on the sefer Torah you read from. You read from the sefer Torah, so the Mordechai wants you to make a bracha on this sefer Torah, and not take out a new one and get stuck with suffix and brachos and stuff like this. Therefore, the Mordechai says, make a bracha achrona. Then, if this happens in the middle of Ravi, so you finish Ravi on that side, you stop there in the middle of the Ravi, you make a bracha achrona, and now you call up three new people in the new sefer Torah, and you mamshich from wherever you left off. Vima dayin lo kara gimel psukim. But what happens if you have not read three psukim? He makes the bracha, and in the first pasuk, you realize there's a mistake. Oh, shakara gimel psukim, or he's read three psukim. El shenisha rak beis psukim samach laparsha, but it's a place where you're not allowed to stop. Nikar did it in the Gemara. You're in a place where it's in two psukim of a psukha before and after it. So you can't stop there. So what are you gonna do? The next word's a mistake. Okay? How am I gonna read the next word when it's missing a vav? Or how am I gonna read the next word when it's got a smudge and I can't read it? I can't stop there. Yikra hatoz balpe. This is the big chiddush of the Mordechai. You read the mistake. Okay? You read the word that's a mistake, balpe, because it's not really the word. Okay? It's written wrong. So therefore, even if you read it from the Sefer Torah, it's like you're reading a balpe. V'yigmar kriyaso b'psula. And then wherever you can stop. You stop at the first point, let's say you're now after this pasuk that has a mistake. It's now a place where you can stop. You read the mistake, you stop there, he makes a bracha achrona, and then you take out the Sefer Torah. Okay, that's the shita of the Mordechai. Once again, two chiddush. Number one chiddush is that you can make the bracha achrona in the pasuk Sefer Torah, even though you already know it's pasuk. That he disagrees with the Mechaber for sure. Okay? And second chiddush was even bigger, is if you're in a place where you can't stop, you read through the mistake, you finish that pasuk, or you get to a place where you could stop, and then you make a bracha achrona over there. That's the second chiddush of the Mordechai. Now, last shita is going to be the shita of the Roma, how generally Ashkenazim generally pasuk. And that is a pshara between the Mordechai and the shita of the Mechaber. Meaning, the Roma is going to take on the first chiddush of the Mordechai. That is, he'll allow you to make a bracha achrona in the pasul sefer Torah. If you're at a place where they find a mistake, he could stop there. They'll cover the sefer Torah, make a bracha achrona, put it back in Aron Kodesh, and bring out a new sefer Torah, and then continue from after there, like we said before. The second chiddush of the Mordechai, the Roma is not willing to take that. He could read the mistake inside the sefer Torah. If you're in a place where you can't stop, okay, if you're a place you can't stop, then the Rama is going to disagree. Look inside. V'arama ba'ga asakein hachra b'neim. He makes a hachra between the Marvi b'irav, which is the Shadas and the Mechaber, and the Mordechai. V'hu, dim lo kara dayin rak shnei psukim. If he only read two psukim, oh, afilu kara gimel psukim. Ashi yesher lahasik sham, yon shu beis psukim, samlech barshi yosi b'zeh. If he hasn't read three psukim, or he's in a place where he cannot stop the kriya, lo yivarech bracha achrona. He would not make a bracha achrona over here, because you can't stop over there, and you can't continue reading in the Apostles' Labor Torah. Ella, in this case, he would do like the Mechaber would have said, yotze acheretz, bring out the kasher Sefer Torah, call in the lefty, v'igmar kriyaso shama, finish up the kriyasa Torah there, v'yivarech bracha achrona, and then make the bracha achrona on that. Ukadasa Mechaber, like the Mechaber said, avolin kfar kara gimel psukim. But if you've already read three psukim, v'hu b'makom she'asher la'afzik sham, and it's a place where you could stop there, daito ka Mordechai, then he's going to say like the Mordechai, d'yavarech bracha achrona l'psula, v'acher kach yotzi acheres, and then to b'motzi acheres. I recommend anyone who can fill out a chart, make us a nice chart over here, the five shitas, V'hai recommend it. We'll send it out to the group. Okay? So that's the five sheets over here. Let's see the Ramah inside now, as we just said, he's going to make the pshar between the Mechaber and the, look inside. V'im kfar karu imo gimel psukim. V'ashrel hasik. If he's already read three psukim, and you could stop, says the Ramah, poskim sham, you stop over there, umivarech acharea, and you make a bracha korda on that spot. Umashlimin haminyan b'sefer Torah acher shemotzin, and you mashlim the rest of this kriyas Torah from the new sefer, sefer Torah. V'had demotzi acheres. Okay, sorry, that's going to be, we'll stop over there, and then it's going to get to more things. But you see over here, it's only in a place we could stop. You could do like the Mordechai make a bracha korda. If it's the place you cannot stop, then the Ramah is going to agree with the Das HaMechaber. You bring out the Sefer Torah Acheres, you bring out the Kasher Sefer Torah, you read from there, and then you finish. If that's not complicated, not for the Ashkenazim, there's a machlokas on how to paskin halacha l'maiso for the Ashkenazim. Okay? Do we paskin like the Ramah, or the Gra disagrees with everyone? And the Gra goes back to the Das of Rov Rishonim, who says, you're not Yotzi anything. And the Gra says, you have to take on the Sefer Torah and start over again and make seven new people up to the Torah and start over. He's got a different psak, Legamri, like the Gra, Kedarko Bekodesh. He learns the Sugya, and he passes how he understands how the Paskin. It's not exactly like this. Look inside the Be'er Halacha. Okay? Look inside the Be'er Halacha. We'll see some very, very nice things over here. Okay? If you got whatever I got till right now, Dayenu, you did great. You understand the Psak of the Ramah, you understand the Nasim Mechaber, Gevaltik. But look inside, Dira Vasli, Nasu, Nimsa, Talus, Besever Torah. I'm a Mishnah Brusha, Rachmish, Shlosha, Shitas. Okay, we have five Shitas, but Shlosha, Shitas, Lamais. Hainu, Dasa, Shulchan Aruch, Shidas, Mari, Beirav, Vidasa, Mordechai, Vachros, Haroma, Beinam. Okay? The three ways of that. Vaim, Magen, Avrim, Shimetzadi, Lahoris, Kabach. The Bach also is another Shita. Who should tell us Kishita the Mordechai? The Bach likes the Mordechai. He lets you read even in the Basel. That's another Shita that some go like. Okay, skip the brackets. I don't want to go with it. Vine. Dasa Gra. I'm at 10 lines down. Vine right after the brackets. Vine Dasa Gra. Vivero Gankin Ka Mordechai Yibazel. 1 second. Kishiyikach Sefer Torah Ches. Yitzarech Levarachalai. He likes the Mordechai. That. When you take the Sefer Torah, Yitzarech Levarachalai. Vrayal Zimahit the Barakba. Second, Aval Beikar Dina, 2 lines down. The Mordechai Shesover Yigmar Kriyaso B'Sefer Apostle. That's he says it can be Gomer Kriyaso B'Sefer Apostle via Varach Achkach Bivadai Lo Sviel Lekvase. Dahu who suffered the Iker Ka Postkim the Ein Yotzi Yedei Kriya Afilu B'Diavid B'Sefer Torah Psula. You're not Yotzi even B'Diavid on a Sefer Torah Psula. V'Tzarech Lachser LeRosh B'Sefer Torah Kshera. You have to go back to the beginning with a Sefer Torah Kshera. Okay, v'ine says the Be'er Halacha. Af shebedoros harishonim, even though the Chavetz Chaim claims that in earlier generations, Ayah Minah became caused lachzul rosh. The minag was in many places to do like the gra, like rov rishonim, to go back, take out the new sefer Torah. Too bad your kiddush is going to be knocked. Not going to be pushed later. The rabbi's speech is going to be knocked away, maybe. But you're going to have to take out the sefer Torah and start again. Start over, redo. Okay? Uchadasa gra. Okay? Kamosha got the Vatashim is Gasa gra. Mikomakum atel if you mati shinispatu, she say if she was Shulchan Aruch. Here's one nice thing. But now, since the Shulchan Aruch has become widespread in the world, you see, it wasn't always like this, but the Shulchan Aruch became more widespread, it came accepted in all places when the Shulchan Aruch was first written. Not everyone was so happy about it. To have one Sefer you paskin like. That wasn't the Masorah Klal Yisrael. But eventually the Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, becomes Nispashid in Klal Yisrael. Okay? But once it happens, Mashmina Khan, Shibachal Makos, Nispashid Minin, Kadasarim Mari Birav. Therefore, people start following the Shdas of the Mechaber, like the Mari Birav. Shein Sech Lachsel Rosh HaSeder, you can be relying on the Mixas Rishonim. Dibidiyev, Mashkvar Karana Simchal Tzas Poskim Akili. If you find the mistake in the middle of the kriya, there are different minhagim. Yesh mikomos nispashis a minhag raka shulchan aruch achras haroma. There are those who follow the Ramah amongst the Ashkenazim, who do like we said before, if you could stop, stop there, make a bracha. If you can't stop, take out the sefer Torah chiras. Ukmosh kodav ashach biyuradeus min reishayin tes. Yesh mikomos nispashis a minhag ha-Mordechai, and those who follow the Mordechai, like the Bach said before. Okay? Ube'emes says this in his words. Ube'emes in Makos Yisvash and Minag Kashim Olu Shanos Minag. If you have an accepted Minag in that place, in that shul or in that city, you don't change the Minag. The Kol Echad Yesh Lo Alma Lismo, because everyone has what to be Samachan. V'yicholim Anu Likros Aliyim V'amich Kulam Tzadikim. And all Klal Yisrael Tzadikim, therefore, if they're relying on a certain Shita, they have what to rely. Kamo Shekatav Asharia Ephraim. Ach b'makum she'en kan adayin minig kavua. If you don't know what the minig is, like what happened when basically Klal Yisrael came to America, there was no minig makum. What do you do? Mashmei Magan Avram diyeshlino ka Mordechai. The Magan Avram likes the Mordechai like the Bach. V'chein itiko achay adam v'der achayim. Skip the brackets again. Where do these brackets take us? All the way to the next page. Omna shar harbi achronim tosu kulin ledina kapsaka shulchan aruch uchach zorama. But other than the Magen Avraham, most achronim end up like the Rama. Halloyim halovosh biyordea v'ashach v'ali rabba unahar shalom v'ar Yaakov emdin u'masefer magin gimborim v'al kein nacham oli nog lechatila gedasa shulchan aruch v'ar Rama. And therefore, if you don't have a minhag kavua, like I believe most places in the world do not have a minhag kavua, they follow the psak of the Rama lemaisa, and that's how one should do. Follow the psak of the Rama, unless there's a minhag hamakom. It could be, I don't know, maybe the Zilbermans, they have the minhag hamakom would be like the gra to start over. I'm not sure. Okay, sounds like some places have the minhag like the Bach. Okay, but it seems like most of the world. And that is probably how Rav Willig prepared himself. If there would have been a mistake there, and that's how one should be knowing if they don't know what the minig is, to follow the Achra of the Ramah for the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim should follow, obviously, the Psak of Maran and Machaber, like the Mari Beirav. We'll continue from here tomorrow on page 51. We'll come back with a bunch of Aharas. Adkan for today.